The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. A food scare in Australia has halted strawberry exports to New Zealand and forced at least one farm to start dumping its fruit at the peak of the season. Authorities say there have been multiple reports of needles embedded into strawberries. Danny Doherty is a superintendent at the New South Wales Police Department.
It's not just strawberries that now we are receiving reports for. We've also had some isolated reports of contamination of banana and apple in the Sydney area.
The needles were originally found in strawberries produced from one supplier in the northern state of Queensland, but are now turning up around the country. The country's largest strawberry-producing region, Queensland, has set aside $1 million to help farmers survive the season, while the state government is offering a $71,950 reward for information leading to any arrests. In the meantime, fear is making people cautious. Carmela DiCarlo is a resident in Sydney.
That just freaked me out because I'm thinking, my daughter normally just grabs and just bites into apples.
Farmers are doing what they can to protect their produce, some even scanning their fruit with metal detectors before shipping them out. Farmers in California's Central Valley are bracing for the impact of China's increased tariffs on agricultural produce. China declared plans to levy additional duties on up to $3 billion of U.S. imports in retaliation against U.S. President Donald Trump's plans to slap tariffs on up to $60 billion in Chinese goods. Almond grower Jake Wenger is among many farmers concerned that their product will be at a competitive disadvantage on the global market.
We as a nation shouldn't be in the business of making it difficult to get our goods and services and products into foreign markets. Our job is to encourage foreign markets to buy American products.
Wenger and his family have been farming in the Central Valley for four generations. They grow around 700 acres of walnuts and almonds and sell most of their almond crop to Blue Diamond, a grower cooperative that exports to China. According to Richard Wacott, the president of the Almond Board of California, almonds are California's second largest acreage crop and the state's most valuable agricultural export.
Our industry, to a certain extent, you know, lives and dies by the export markets because they're such an important part of our business.
China's top economic official, Vice Premier Li Hu, is scheduled to visit Washington next week for talks with U.S. Secretary for the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.